The new Listen Live experience is online at RadioAlabama.net. Choose from any of Radio Alabama's 11 radio stations and simply click the play button. Take your favorite Radio Alabama station with you anytime, online at RadioAlabama.net.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome into Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Rebecca Young. And you know, local businesses are the lifeblood of what we do here in Radio Alabama. They shape how we work, mold how we interact, and create opportunities to be successful. This week's business in our backyard is Coosa Valley MRI, and I have Robin Angelo with me. Good morning.
Good morning, Rebecca. It is great to be here.
Oh, I'm really thrilled to see you again because we worked together several years ago on your ad campaign.
We did, and then, you know, I was co-host with Michael on one of your morning radio shows, so sitting here is pretty cool for me. Brings back good memories.
It does. Well, tell me, when did you get with Coosa Valley MRI? How long has that been?
Yeah, 14 years.
14 years.
Yep, 14 years. I started out in healthcare probably about 30 years ago, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. Worked for a Fortune 500 company in corporate wellness and did that for about 12 years. And then moved over into diagnostic imaging in Birmingham, got promoted to director, and then started a career here in Sylacauga, which is my home county area.
Oh, okay.
And then we did a joint venture with the hospital, and we are now a part of the hospital. We're a hospital department, and have been working here for 14 years.
Well, when we did your ad campaign, we talked about the Gold Seal accreditation and the board certified radiologist and how you help children, and the fact that you have a shorter bore than most of them. And so what's new since we've last spoke?
Well, I appreciate you asking because we have some big news.
Okay.
As of April 18th, we were up and running with our new MRI scanner.
Ooh.
Yes.
And what's different about it?
Well, this is a brand new scanner from Philips. Mm-hmm. It came off the conveyor belt, the production line, in 2022. And so we are one of 12 in the country that has this scanner.
Wow.
And Rebecca, we are the only one in the state of Alabama that has this particular MRI scanner.
So state of the art.
We have the latest technology, and we are super, super proud of it.
Wow. So when you have an MRI, it's in you're in this little tube, but you do get to listen to something, don't you? You get to listen to music.
You do. And this is a lifesaver for our patients because, Rebecca, no matter where you go to get your MRI, it's always going to make that noise. That's just part of the machines working, you know. But we have on-demand live Pandora streaming.
And there you go.
The patient, the patient can tell us what genre of music they would like. We put it in, they put the headphones on, and here we go.
And is it more comfortable than it used to be? Because you were laying on that hard thing. I mean, it was just...
Yes, and that's another amenity that has been added. We have a memory, and it's beautiful blue color. We have a beautiful memory...
My favorite color.
My favorite color, too. It's a memory foam mattress that's over the actual table where patients lie down for their scan, and it is so much more comfortable. And the patients, as I'm interviewing and surveying the patients at random that come out, they say, hey, this is so much better. I can tolerate this a lot better.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was the hardest thing years ago when I had to have an MRI on my back. It was just like, this thing is just unbelievably uncomfortable to lay on.
Yeah.
For 15, 20 minutes, you know.
Exactly. comfortability matters, and we've taken all of that up a notch with this new MRI scanner.
Oh, that's so cool. So... do MRIs still have to be pre-certified by a physician?
They do. Well, by their insurance company. Your insurance company has to authorize the okay that they'll pay for it. Now, not all insurances, but each patient has to kind of be familiar with with that process with their insurance plan.
So you have they have to be referred by their primary care or rheumatologist or whoever.
Right, by a physician. We have to have a written order with the physician's signature before we can actually schedule the patient.
Now, what about patients who have pacemakers? Is that still a problem?
You know, in some places, it's not, okay? For us, we are still not able to accept patients with pacemakers. Okay. So that would be an absolute contraindication. Mm-hmm. There are some facilities in Birmingham, like your major hospitals, UAB, that they are able to provide that service. And we are looking at that down the road to offer that.
Okay. What about, do they use contrast dye when they do MRIs like they do, like, CT scans?
You know, they do. We do. I would say that contrasted exams make up about 15, possibly 20% of our patient business. Mm-hmm. Physicians will only order that contrast if they're trying to see something a little more visible, and there's certain criteria that they would go by. Like if you've had surgery, prior surgery mm-hmm. on your spine 5 years prior, we're going to want to probably use some contrast. If you're a diagnosed cancer patient, we probably are going to want to use some contrast. But preferably, and because the magnet is so strong, mm-hmm. We can do a major part of our exams without contrast. And that's a good thing because nobody wants to be stuck with a needle. I don't. So that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And so what do you like most about your job? Think about that, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Sylacauga and Childersburg have three great radio stations. Mix 106.5, Kix 100.3, and WSGN on 98.3 FM. Which one's your favorite?
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
I'm Rebecca Young, and we're talking with Robin Angela at Coosa Valley MRI. And I just asked you to think about what you enjoy most about your job.
That's easy for me. Rebecca, one of my passions in life is to move people, places, and things to greater levels of success. Mm-hmm. Every individual, every situation defines its own, what success means to them.
Right.
But that is what I get to do every single day with my employees, with my patients, with my coworkers, with my teammates, with my senior management team, with our business at large. I'm very lucky because I actually get to work and live my passion. That's what I love the most.
I'm lucky too. This is my passion, and I get to do this every day too. Mm-hmm. So what's the most challenging aspect of your job?
Oh, most challenging. What would that be? I'll tell you what. The most challenging is because our mission is always to meet patients and customers at their point of need. There are days that are very, very tight, and trying to make sure that we get patients in that schedule as needed and we meet those customers' requests sometimes can be difficult, mm-hmm. can be challenging, but somehow, some way, we always make it where we get folks in, we get their MRI done, and people leave happy, and we get the results to the doctors quickly. But that can be challenging at times.
Now, is there a weight limit on this MRI?
There is. We've gone from a 440 weight limit to a 550.
Okay.
And Rebecca, 550 weight limit.
That's a lot of weight.
It's a lot of weight. And what that means is our MRI table can adequately lift someone 550 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It depends on their body habitus, whether they'll be able to successfully go inside the bore. Now, the bore is much larger with this new scanner, and I wanted to make sure I mentioned that. We've gone from 60 centimeters to 70 centimeters, and I'll tell you this real quick. I had a patient in the lobby, and she had been on our previous MRI and had already had one MRI with the scanner and was here for a second one, and she said, "You know what, Mrs. Angelo?" She said, "I don't even have to take my anxiety medication anymore."
Oh, wow.
She said, "I can go in this scanner that you've got now, and I'm fine." So listen, that is great
news.
It
is good news.
This was part of our vision of why we purchased this machine, was to make it better for our patients. And truly, everything that we've done has elevated our patient experience.
Who is your mentor?
A mentor, Bob Holmes.
Oh, wow, really?
He is. I love
Does
Bob.
Does he know that?
He knows that. I called him up one day and I said, Bob, I need a mentor. I said, please. But yes, I met Bob. I serve on the board of directors also, Rebecca, mm-hmm, as you mm-hmm. know, for the Chamber of Commerce, and I met Bob through the Chamber. And I have
neat
great.
Guy.
Neat guy. I've got a lot of admiration, respect for him. And so from time to time, I will pick up the telephone and call
him. What have you needed help with? Can you be specific?
Not really anything specific. I mean, okay. You know, just sometimes it's life things, sometimes it's leadership things, sometimes mm-hmm. it's business things. And
has he helped you like motivate your team?
Not in that regard. You know, I think just kind of helping me work through some difficult situations.
Yeah, because when you're in charge of a team of people, it's always different dynamics involved.
Yeah, lots of different personalities and different needs. But I think anybody that knows me will tell you, and I think you know this, that I'm a motivator myself.
Right, you are.
That's what I'm all about is, you know, helping people see possibility and opportunity and provide energy for them and hope for them and compassion. And so hopefully that's what my team would tell you that I help them with.
All right. And so we mentioned that their physician or their doctor's office has to get in touch with you to do this.
Yeah.
Is that a while back we did, we talked about children, and you do elementary tours, don't you? Or do you still do those?
Well, from time to time, some of the school boards will bring children through the hospital. So we participate in that, but it was the Felix the Frog.
I remember this. It's wonderful.
Our educational play program. And I will be honest with you, it was such a huge hit. We have not started that back since COVID.
Okay. You need to start that back, I think.
I agree. But we do it for the kids mm-hmm. when they come to see us in the MRI department. But yes, that was a very popular program, first grade through third grade. And right when COVID hit, we were on the cusp of creating a new program for the fifth and sixth graders.
Okay.
So I am planning on picking that back up and taking it back into the schools because it works.
Now, if someone has to have an MRI, are you available to show them around and tell them what to expect and
Absolutely.
Stuff like that?
Absolutely.
Beforehand, yeah.
If they would like it, all they need to do is call our main line or call my cell phone, and I will arrange a special tour mm-hmm. For them. If they're just interested in to see what it's like or if they're about to schedule an appointment, but they want to come check it out beforehand, we welcome that.
And what are the numbers they need to call?
Mainline, 256-207-2686. Okay. And I'll give you my cell, 256-404-0163.
There you go. Coosa Valley MRI. It's part of Coosa Valley Medical Center, and they
yes.
have the state-of-the-art technology that you're not going to find anywhere else in the state of Alabama. It's only 12 in the nation, correct?
That is correct.
Thank you for being with me.
Thank you. It's always good to see you.
And thank you for joining us. If you like what you heard, give us a 5-star review and be sure to join us each week for new businesses in our backyard as we continue to feature local businesses in and around our area.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.